Blackstone Audio presents One is the Sun by Patricia Nell Warren. Introduction. The old woman glanced over at her husband as the two of them pondered the young woman's question. They were both Métis, a French word for mixed-blood person that rooted itself in the West during the fur trade days, whose ancestors fanned out across both Europe and America, silver-haired, with high cheekbones like Indians and blue-gray eyes like Celts. Though they were related into half of the Indian reservations of Montana, they had never lived on the res themselves, had never gone to college, and quietly ranched near a small Montana town. Now their faces, grainy and weathered like old cedar fence posts, wore thoughtful expressions as they studied their visitor. The old couple were highly self-educated, with a river of information and life experience that gathered streams flowing from both Europe and America. But their learning had escaped the notice of university professors, and it had taken years of searching for the young woman to find them. She had learned enough and understood the seriousness of her quest enough to bring a pouch of tobacco as an honoring gift. So there she sat, with her bright eyes and her college degree, her tape recorder and her fresh box of blank cassettes, ready to talk with them about the old days. "Who built the mounds in the Deer Lodge Valley?" she had asked them. By the 1980s, these little hillocks were so eroded that few in the state had ever thought of them as human-made. Yet there they were, scattered over a flat, grassy prairie east of the Clark's Fork River. Now they were riddled with gopher holes, overgrazed by sheep, and the breezes that wafted over them carried the roar of passing trucks and cars on nearby Interstate 90. "Someone built the mounds, didn't they?" she pursued. "They're not natural. The whites wouldn't have built them. Did Indians do it? But the history books only talk about the Midwest when it comes to mounds." It was a warm autumn morning. Musingly, the old couple looked out the kitchen window at the mountain ash tree that they planted years ago in front of the part cabin, part stucco ranch house. The tree now had the gnarly grace of age, and a flock of robins had just invaded her branches to feast on the bountiful clusters of soft orange berries that weighed the branches down. "Here are the robins," remarked the old woman. "Every year they come. Their last big feed before they journey." From the old couple's place of experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?